step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Hand me down Timberlands.
We talking about Timberlands? Y'all got Timberlands on in here today? Not today? Okay, it is Chicago. All right, let's get it going. It's 107.5 WGCI, the Shy's number one for hip-hop and R&B. It's Kiki, your fluffy and fine friend. And I got one of Chicago's own in the studio with me today. What's up, Iman?
Ain't nothing going on, man. I wish I had that radio voice for my
Okay.
I just don't have it. That's like that smooth delivery. For,
Wish I was tall, fat, and rich and married to Tiana, you know, but hey.
Man.
You know, God can't bless everybody. Welcome home, my friend. How you feeling?
I'm feeling good.
You good?
I'm feeling good. Right now, I'm actually home shooting a shot.
Okay. Yeah, how's that going?
It's going good. It take up all my time, but it's going good. I really like the direction they got my character going. I think it's going to be some fun opening up this season.
Shout out to Lena Waithe, another Chicagoan.
Shout out to her, man.
Putting so many people from the city on. I'm just waiting on my call, Lena. You know what I'm saying? I'm available.
And
she'd
be working them in, man. She'd be working them in, man. That's what'd be crazy. Like, she sort of, and she doesn't rush it. The great thing is she has a lot of projects that come to her, either somebody else's vision or a vision that she's got in her heart.
Yeah.
And she does well, and the people that she meets and the people she has relationships with, she can see them playing a part and feeling for a part, whether they're an actor or not.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I really appreciate that.
Yeah, we love friends that put us on, man. That's dope.
Man,
now you acting, you putting out music.
Yeah.
You're a father.
Yeah.
You got a podcast.
Oh, yeah.
How you doing all this? How we managing all this?
I don't know. At times I do a bad job managing it, I think. I think sometimes I shut myself off in certain ways, you know what I mean?
Mm.
But it's all part of the process of, you know, what I got going on in my head, like stuff that I've had going on in my head since I was a kid.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's all part of the process of growing up. I don't really hide it or run from it, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
I just sort of got to go through it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't really have a real balance. We just sort of film as much as I can. I try and find breaks in time that work with my wife's schedule and my kids' schedule, because now they on school schedule. Like, you know, they homeschool. Yeah, they homeschool.
And y'all got superstars.
Please put
some respect on my niece Junie's name, okay?
Yeah, they some cool
kids. The babies are superstars in their own right. So y'all going to be working around her schedule in a minute.
She doing, like, skating. They in Atlanta right now doing skating lessons.
Okay.
Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's just cool. Like, they got stuff that they do where it's like sometimes I can't even just snatch them and be like, just come over here with me. And T got this going on. She filming this movie. And,
yeah.
Which she got another movie. Like, people gonna like the movie that's coming out. She got another movie that's coming out. That's gonna be cold. But
I heard she went down to that festival and shut it down.
She rocked some shit. Yeah. I mean, some stuff. It was dope. But yeah, it's like trying to juggle it all. At times, it's tough. You know what I'm saying? You always lose out on something, but you just hope in the end that everything, you know, comes to fruition. Like, I gotta trust in the idea that the dream meant something for a reason. You know what I mean?
He wouldn't put it in you if you couldn't do it. Yep.
And that everything at the end of the day, like, people would just appreciate what's going on. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And appreciate the moments they got with me when I'm not working. You see what I'm saying? Like, I know I work a lot, but when I get around people know I'm like an affectionate person with the people that's in my circle. So it's like, why you got me there? Just rock with me. You see what I'm saying? Like,
enjoy the time that I got. Yeah, like, let's have a good time. Don't man, come with no drama, okay? Because I'm very busy.
Because think about it with your kids. Like, your kids don't care. Like, they not finna complain about you being busy mm-hmm. while you right there. Like,
that's
they'll
right.
do that on the line. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But if my kids miss me, like, when I get there, it's like, let's do this. Let's mm-hmm. do this. Let's mm-hmm. do this. Let's do this. Like, they think so purely. Like,
yeah.
Not upset with you, I just miss you. You feel what I'm saying? So it's like, I just try and like tap into that purity, so to speak, and just like be like that with people I don't get to see, be like that around the people that I enjoy being around. You mm-hmm. see what I'm saying? Like, that's the vibe.
Yeah. I mean, since we're talking about the girls, how is it being a girl dad?
It's everything.
Yeah.
It's like the only reason dudes chill out. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you start thinking a little better. You start realizing that people hold on to certain stuff. Like, mm-hmm. I never knew, like, what girls do when they close the door. Like, I ain't had no sisters growing up.
Okay. So. Okay. Now you understand why we dramatic a little bit.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know what the teenage years are. I've never seen it. Like, I'm watching all this stuff unfold. Like, Junie got her hair blow dried I don't know if she got it blow dried.
Oh, like pressed out, like her first press
out? It was just the first time her hair looked down like this, but she just thought she was just so butt. Like, it was crazy. Like, I saw it, like, the whole walk and everything, the attitude, and I'm just like, this is so cute. Like, this is why we don't be understanding y'all. Like,
right.
This is so cute. Like, I get to, like, be behind the door now, so it's cool. Like, it turn you softer. Like, I smile a lot more. I laugh a lot more. I let a lot more stuff go. I know mm-hmm. if I had a son, a lot of this stuff would be out the window that'd
okay.
be going on. Because mm-hmm. I'd be like, listen, I got to prepare you.
Oh, Lord.
But with that girl, man, you could just spoil them and just, you laugh a lot. They send a lot of TikToks. Like, me and Junie can communicate through, like, TikToks and emojis. Like,
I love that.
Before she could even, like, really text. Like, now she can text. Like,
yeah.
So it's cool. But, like, we used to just, it'll literally just be, like, emojis and TikToks or like stuff she see online or like mm-hmm. she like share it with me and laugh about stuff all day. But like, kids are just pure, like, they the best. Rue can't do that yet, but she just gonna call and be like, daddy, like, when you coming home? I'm coming with you. Like, aww, look at my dress. She like dresses, so Rue on dresses right now, y'all. That's what Rue on. Junie on skates. She want to learn how to skate.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Junie will tell you all the dreams she got, man. You might want to interview her.
I told you, get ready.
Man,
let me tell you something.
Yeah, that's going to be the real interview in a second, because y'all think me and Shorty do a lot. Junie the one that do a lot,
yes,
a lot, and love doing all of it.
Yes.
That's what we do enjoy. She loves doing everything she tries, she loves doing, and it's really cool. It's refreshing.
I mean, she got it, honest. Look at her parents, you know what I'm saying?
It's refreshing.
Like, you have done so much, and you're still young. Both of y'all are still young, mm-hmm. but have accomplished so much, and I know it's a lot of pressure that can come with that. And especially when you make it from Chicago, you in the NBA, you're in music, you're in television. What do you say to people? Because I always like to ask this to the athletes that venture off into music. Mm-hmm. There's always this stigma of like, you rich, you in the NBA. Why you want to do music? You know what I'm saying? So what do you say to people when they ask you that or when they come at you with that?
I used to say one thing, but now I would say like, music ain't about like just struggle.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't have to be in Section 8 to make music.
Hello.
That's not the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think music comes a lot from pain and from stories.
Yeah.
Like, I think that when me going on interviews for, like, separate stuff, just anytime people put a camera on me and gave me a mic, when I talk about something that's, like, real for me,
mm-hmm.
that's when I get the most out of people. Like,
okay, because they can connect with it.
They like, yeah, like, gee, I love the way you describe that. Like, mm-hmm. you're able to describe things in a way that I see it in my head. I just couldn't put the words together to say it. But they be like,
right.
Mm-hmm. Like, I love when he do podcasts because that's what I.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like all my life I've been doing music, and I feel like that's where the delivery of whatever I'm saying on the podcast, I'm like, that's why you rocking, because mm-hmm. really that's how I'm coming. You know what I mean? Like, I can't really tell it another way. Mm-hmm. It's like, some ways, that's the only way I could tell my story in a way. Like, some stuff might be a little too little too painful or make me uncomfortable or, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It feel uncool until I got a beat behind it. Like, it feel kind of soft to me until I got a beat behind it. Now I can express myself a little bit and not feel weird.
Yeah.
But however it got to come out, sometimes it's just like saying, like, this is something that I feel like should be talked about, or I want people not even to talk about it publicly, just to be able to sit down in a car and say, somebody else that know that feeling, that know that vibe. Mm-hmm. There's another kid that was in my exact position where it's like, I don't really understand why I'm like this, but this is what I got going on. Right. You know what I'm saying?
It's a safe space to talk about it.
Yeah, it's like, I understand you. I get it. Like, I've been in the car where I'm like, why am I in this car?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, why am I in this car? I should not be in this car. I got it all on the line. Why am I taking this ride? You know what I'm saying? I've been that kid. Like, I've been the kid in a lot of different situations. You know what I mean? I ain't gonna get into all of them because that's part of the music. Yeah. But it's just like, you get in these situations and you like, why am I here? Or why? Damn, how did I do this? I was doing everything right. And then in an hour, it all could be going south.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, how many people in the world do that? We just don't talk about it.
That's true.
We'd much rather talk about somebody else that did it and messed up. Let's just talk about his story. Mm-hmm. But it's like with music, the cool thing is you can have a good story, the bad story, the in-between. All these stories got to get told. It may be 7 billion people that want to hear the bad story, but it's still a billion mocks that want to hear the good story.
Come on.
It's just the other six just don't want to hear it. You know what I'm saying? But I like to tell the story because it's like sometimes I ain't going to feel like going on no podcast. Like,
right.
I could be in the studio. Music. Yeah, that's how I do it. But I've been doing that since I was a kid. Like, this is how I get through a lot of my problems. Like, I work it out in the studio.
And I like that. You got to find an avenue to release. I feel like a lot of black men especially feel like they don't have that that thing. They don't know what it is, so they keep it bottled up inside, and it may come out in different ways. But music is definitely one that you have tapped into, and we are receiving it. This car ain't stolen.
Mm-hmm.
The title alone, I'm like, yes, black man, period. You know what I'm saying?
That's exactly what it's for, though.
Yeah.
It's for that time that a cop pull you over and me and my homies is now sitting in the car like, we chilling, like, just don't.
Yeah.
It ain't nothing. Like, I don't know how long this going to take, but I wasn't speeding, so let's go ahead.
Let's wrap this up. Yeah.
Like, yeah, let's go through this. Like,
it's
about to piss you off, but you finna just check the paperwork, and at the end, I might tell you the car nice. Like. You know what I mean? Like, I might, you know what I mean? Whatever you want to talk about, cool. Like, but I'm like, I ain't doing nothing. So today ain't your day. Like, but I've been in the car. Like I said, when it's like today, like you get pulled over and then somebody whisper like, hey man, I got, you what?
And you like, right.
You what? You what? What do you mean? You got what? Why? What?
And why you around me with
why?
That? Like,
why you ain't tell me?
Yeah.
Because now I'm going to look goofy like I ain't, but I'm trusting you because you be around me. So it's like, every time you was around me, you had, you know what I mean? Like, so it's like, I've been that guy. So it's like, it feel good now to like, it still don't feel good, but it feel good when you pull me over and it's just like, aha.
Like, yes, this is my car. Yes, I live over here. Yeah, I own that too. And I think that provides a lot of inspiration for young men. That can, like, you can aspire to have all these things, and you are supposed to have all these things. Like,
but I want them to feel like they got to understand that's the goal. Like,
yeah.
Part of the game was, like, they, like, it made it unfair. It's like, part of our game is we play two games. We got to play to fair. And then you get the win. Like, you got to get it fair first. That's like when you get it fair. Like, I'm on my grown man. Gee, I'm grown. You can't call nobody on me.
Yeah, right.
Grown.
Come on.
You know what I'm saying? I pay for everything in my name. So it's like, once you run my name, if my name clean, you lost. So what you pulling me over for? Now it's my option if I want to press the issue like you was just bothering me and I want to get your badge number and be extra. Because that ain't going to do nothing but cost a couple extra $100 that you don't want to feel like paying for. But that's what it is if you really want to get somebody in trouble. Like, you get your legal on them. Might be a couple bands. You can get something done, get them fired, whatever you want. But it's your option now. And I like being able to, me being a basketball player, I like being able to put it down there and be like, all right, here go the game. Now it's fair.
Come on.
You know what I'm saying? Now you got to beat me.
Yeah.
Now you got to beat me. Yeah. And I like that moment. So it's like the car ain't stolen was kind of like for people that like that feeling. Like, not that I'm saying we finna go out here and play one-on-one with the cops. That's not what I'm saying at all. Artistically speaking, though, this means I'm ready for the world. This is preaching ownership. This is all the stuff my father told me, my older brothers told me, my homies inspired. Like, we all came up with this part together. Like, we was all rapping them with a sock on the mic. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, trying to get the pops down. Like, so it's like, this is all the same dream we collected. And it's, I'm just sort of telling the story as if we was in the car. Like, picture being in the car with me and you just like.
You riding and you.
You feel me? Yeah. You just riding around with me. But I'm telling you the whole story. Like, that's really how I'm feeling when I play the album.
I love that. And I love the message that I think people are going to get from it. Because you saying you got to play it fair, but in order to play it fair, you got to have your shit in order. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So if he pull you, if they pull you over, and they pull your name, and you got all this shit going on.
Talk.
You know what I'm saying? You can't get mad when they treat you like a criminal. However, but when you got your shit in order, they got to come correct. So I love that.
Because you
got
to take that challenge.
Yeah.
And then you also, you learn, like, usually for black people, especially young black men, you got to take a hiccup early on. To even learn. You get what I'm saying? If you lucky enough that somebody like me or somebody older than you is giving you how my brothers gave it to me, it's just my brothers didn't get to sit in the seats I'm in now.
Right.
So they can't mess up for me real quick for me to get it right on the test. Like, damn, I just didn't get that one right. Feel me? Like, I just didn't get that one right. Next time I could definitely get it right. I've been there now. See what I'm saying? Like, any type of, any law type of, we just know now, if they even come around flashing their lights, I'ma just shut up.
Like, yeah.
I don't know what happened, what nothing. I don't talk. How about that? I just don't talk. Real talk. Like, I don't know what's going on, but to make this fair, now I know. I can't speak to you at all.
Right.
At all, because I don't know the language. Unless I know the language forward and back. Especially if I'm out of town.
Come on.
I'm out of town? Oh, I really don't know the lingo.
Yeah.
You got it. Whatever you say, you win right now.
Yeah.
Till we can make it fair. See what I'm saying? So you just learn, and that was the message behind it. Like, I'm grown now. It was a message, like, to my mama.
Yeah.
To, like y'all, like, to my granny. Like, y'all better not be out there riding around them stolen cars. Like, I know them boys. Been, you know what I'm saying? Like, y'all better not be, Iman, I know you be over there. Like, stop doing that. I'm telling you. Like little stuff like that, it just felt good as a line. I said it in a song. Like, I was just rapping, and I said it in a song. And then I listened to the song a couple times, and then I didn't like the song, but I was like, I love that line. This car ain't stolen. Like,
I love it. When it I saw the title, I'm like, I caught the message right away,
you know what I mean?
from it. So, I mean, I'm happy that you venturing off into music and you putting your best foot forward and you not stopping.
No,
you know what I'm saying? You're not stopping. So. But we speak about the company you keep, right? And when you are you have a lot to lose. When looking at somebody like Ja Morant, they know I don't watch basketball.
Ja Warrior.
Y'all know I don't watch basketball.
Oh, bro, okay. They was calling him Warren, bro.
Ja
they doing
Morant,
my man dirty.
What do you think about this? Because you've been there.
I think he made a young decision. And we forgetting how many M's we just gave a young individual. Like, he was just having fun. You know what I'm saying? To a 32-year-old man, I'm like, bro, I probably wouldn't even got that drunk to even be doing that because I'm tired at night. Like,
couple shots, we ready to go.
Yeah, he could do this no sleep.
Yeah.
And get y'all 30 tomorrow. You get what I'm saying? But it's like, bro, you can't get mad at the first time somebody feel like they invincible. You mad at the man? It was his first time having that much. You don't know what he got going on. I seen the little memes they did talking about his life. And I'm like, bro, y'all really don't know what he got going on. Even if he was a rich kid, he could have been getting jumped his whole life.
That's true.
It's all type of stories. I'm like, it's people don't. I'm like, bro, and that didn't even have to be his. That could have been fake. We don't know.
That's true.
We don't know.
But, okay, so when they sign you in
you
the
You don't
NBA,
know, but what I'm telling you is, I'm telling you is, as long as he shut up, that gun could have been fake.
But let me ask
that
you
that
could
have been a BB gun.
When you
It don't
are,
look good. I totally get it. But what happened?
When you are in the
we
NBA.
We don't know any facts.
When you are in the NBA, do they sit you down and give you this game? Like, we're about to give you a boatload of money.
That's not a game. That's not do a they? You can't really.
Anybody but, giving advice? Like, who's around
you get
him?
Advice, you get advice, but how often are you with secure. And that's what I'm saying. I'm not a person that's out here saying he did right.
Right.
I'm just saying.
He made a mistake.
He made a mistake. He shouldn't have been flashing at whatever. Like, if he had the gun, people are forgetting. This is a grown man with a lot of money. These are people that are, this is a target.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Like, people don't understand that. Even if you got homies around, sometimes the homies, now, they might have gotten their paperwork straight and able to carry a firearm, but it's like, bro, when you have that much money, somebody around there got it. There's, in the vicinity, there's got to be a firearm for safety. We could say all we want. People be like, I don't like guns. I don't think guns. Ooh, and then they door get kicked in, and who do they call?
Somebody with a gun.
But, think about that, though. Why wait 10 minutes? Like, think about somebody with money. Am I going to wait 10 minutes for a gun?
This is true.
That's what I'm saying. So I'm like, I get it that he was flashing. It's a bad message, all that. That's being young.
That's true.
You see what I'm saying?
That
That's being
true.
Young. That's being young
true.
And being somebody hand you your, I don't know what he was on. Somebody live, I think it was. He was on somebody else's live.
Zach wants to say something.
Oh,
what's
happening?
You know I'm about to bust. Here's the thing. My issue with that and my pushback to what you're saying. I understand he's young. I understand a young man getting a lot of money. But at the same time, this the headlines. His boy allegedly flashed a gun at the Pacers
when they had that altercation.
That was,
I remember
that's recent.
That was crazy.
Then you already getting investigated for beating up the 17-year-old in your backyard. That's alleged too. You know, we don't know exactly what happened.
That could be somebody just asking for money.
But I'm saying with all this going on, when I first read the story, I was like you. I was like, man, somebody must have got a video of him doing that. No,
he had the phone.
He picked up his phone.
It was like Project
went
X.
Went to his live, waited for it to connect.
Project X.
That's a lot. With all this going on, no.
I just.
I understand mistakes.
This is why I say this. We have all been drunk at a club and a song be playing that you really feeling. For real, though. Like, really think about this, bro. If we talking about any type of drill, and don't get me wrong, I'm just playing devil's advocate. Mm-hmm. I've never been on Instagram Live doing that. Let's get
right,
that out
that's
the
what
way.
I, okay.
Let's get that out the way. Yeah. I didn't make the mistake.
Absolutely.
Playing devil's advocate on what we're dealing with.
Yeah.
As a basketball player, they are literally basically telling this man he can't mess up.
Yeah, well,
or else
yeah.
he's not as good now at basketball? No. The job is put it in the hole.
Yeah.
He does it well.
Let me ask you this.
Really well.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? And we have all type of people in the world that got an issue or something that they got going on, mistake they made, but they do that job really well.
Yes.
So my advice to him would be just keep doing your job really well. We get it. You just turned 23?
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
Something like that. Like, it's, bro, you're young.
Mm-hmm.
Now you see how real it get. Don't do that anymore. You touch the stove, it's hot.
Literally.
Ball out.
I feel you on that.
And no, he don't have to ball. Do what you was doing. Because you was balling before they was on you. That's what I don't want him to do. You not playing against the world now. Keep busting everybody ass that's in the league. Because that's the only people you got to play against. See, the world like doing that. Like, acting like... They billion, y'all ass ain't on the court.
Mm-hmm.
You want some? Go work your real hard and get your ass on this court, and you could get some at a 40-inch vertical. It's going to cock it back. It's going to have the dreads with the different colors. It's going to do wild shit on the sideline. If you want that, come get that. But don't nobody really want that because they ain't worked for that since they was a shorty. But now you mad at the man for being 23? You can't.
But will this happen, though? Gilbert Arenas made the point where, because you know he's been in loads of trouble, right?
He did a dumb shit.
He said that regardless of how he plays,
that's a lie.
He will no longer
that's
be
a
considered
lie.
A tier one.
And I can't wait to talk about that with Gilbert.
Let's go. What? Why do you say that's a lie?
Saying that he wouldn't gonna be a tier one athlete anymore. They gonna look at him regardless of how good he plays. He will not be considered.
But see, I can't agree with that either, Zach.
Because all he gotta do is who's the top tier athlete now.
No, but I'm saying.
He going to go out here, John. I'm going to tell you exactly what they do. When they push you down to tier two or tier three, you say, okay, who's tier one? Who they got million posters of? Because that's now Batman. Go be Joker and win.
put Batman on his back, break his back, do the Bane shit, break his back and put him in the hole. Where's tier one? You just got to go out there and win. Just win. That's your job. It's not your job is not to grow up in front of people.
Yes, bro. Zach, now we know this because we talk
think
about
this. Think of Kobe.
Look at
Kobe. They tried to do Kobe this. They tried to do him dirty.
Kobe had it worse than this.
And Kobe sat there like this.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Sorry. Mm-hmm. Won't happen again. Mm-mm. Mm-hmm. 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 50, 50,
yes.
40. What's up? What's up? I'm tier three now. Tier three now. No. I'm going to kill you over and over and over. And I'm not going to say nothing else. I'm not going to invite you in my life. Y'all won't know where I'm at. You don't know what I'm doing. You don't know what I'm doing. All you know is I'm a robot. So that's the only adjustment that has to be made. You have to go clean in on your work. And not everybody understand that. Like, as long as he don't get caught up in all that, bro, he's straight. Because it's like, bro, he didn't hurt nobody. He didn't go out here chasing nobody. He didn't do nothing. He showed you something. Yeah, he went live, and he showed you something that was in there. We don't know if that was his. We don't know if that was a girl's in there. It was a small handgun. That could have been a girl's, and he was laughing at it. The way he was holding it looked like he was laughing. He could have been making fun of somebody else's blick. Like, bro, what is that? Ha-ha. Look at this. I would have did the Harlem Night shit. Like, stop shooting that little motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Like, I would have laughed it off. I wouldn't have got on live. But he did, and he messed up. Let's see if he get 40, and let's see somebody jump with him when he go 2 feet in the paint. That's all I want to see, bro. If he now all of a sudden start jumping and everybody could just block his dunks, now you got an issue. Now your tier changes. You keep dunking on everybody. What changes? What changes now that y'all knew a multimillionaire had a handgun? What changes? Y'all think he's a bad guy?
Yeah.
I don't think he's a bad guy. Me personally.
I
think now they're just judging him.
Well,
he was just doing the gritty. He was still one of the happiest players in the league. He had the gritty.
So you looked at him and you thought he's never been around a gun. That's what your thought was.
I just know he's facing this 50-something game suspension. And if that happens, that's not.
So if they go investigate and they say, you know what? We found out it wasn't his gun. It was a fake gun. It was a BB gun. Woo, woo. Now all of y'all just go back to normal?
Okay. Yeah. Everything goes back.
That's crazy.
Right, it's over here in the corner.
That's insane. That's the world, man. That's YouTube for you. Hey, man, I'm just playing devil's advocate, y'all. I ain't mad at Ja or feeling like, you know what I'm saying, I'm better than nobody. Y'all just got to play devil's advocate because I'm just looking at everybody just be like, he made such a mistake. And I'm like, bro, whether it was that mistake, crashing into the Vidoc, you know what I'm saying, like whatever he did, like, we all make a mistake here and there. It's just like, it'd be tweaking me out. Cause I'm like, bro, he didn't even get into an incident where like his playing hand is now messed up or something. Like he finna go out here and bust y'all out. He might get real mad about this.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 6 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $2.99 each. Then get flavorful large avocados for 99 cents each, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I hope that's what happens.
People were saying Kyrie was tweaking. They like, oh, Kyrie.
Oh, yeah.
It's over for my man.
He didn't even do nothing.
Yeah.
Oh, it's over because he don't want to play for COVID. And he don't. Oh, he's making this all about woo-woo. He came back and gave y'all 40.
And that's why I'm like excited to get your perspective about it, because Zach and I, we watching from the sidelines. We watching from the headlines and the TV. You've been in that life.
Yeah.
So that's what my original question was before y'all got into the basketball talk, because, you know, I don't watch.
Yeah, we love basketball. That's how I get.
You know, two men in a room, they can talk about basketball, child. I'm like, okay, what's Tiana doing? But anyway, now, you know, my original question was, though, when they signed you in the NBA, is there any mentors around? Like, I feel like you would be great to mentor him right now.
You have your big – I was fortunate. Yeah. I had Carmelo Anthony. I had Amari Stoudemire. I had Tyson Chandler, Jason Kidd, Rasheed Wallace. Mm. Like, I had a bunch of guys around me that was, like, older.
Yeah.
They wasn't fighting me for minutes. They like, young fella, you get out there. You know what I'm saying? You don't want no extra minutes. I'm tired, young fella. Get in there. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Then I got to play with Bron. Like, I've gotten to play with guys that give you a different type of voice.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I've gotten to play with a Kyrie that's faced controversy and called Kobe and lasered his focus. Mm-hmm. I've seen Kevin Love have everything on his shoulders and people talking shit about him and woo-wop the bam, and then he just go out there and pick and pop for 30 and say, everybody shut up.
Yeah.
Here go 30 and 20. Shut up. Mm. Shut up.
Yeah.
And so, then I mean, go out there and say his mental health is bothered. Like, and then the next day, it'd be like, my mental health is messed up. But it'd be like, bro, he just gave y'all 30 and 20 because he got sick of y'all and y'all forgot that he could hoop before y'all had an opinion.
And why he's here.
Yeah, so, you know what I'm saying? And that's always cool to me. So I think I had those. I was lucky to have so many big names around me that have gone through a lot of stuff in the league. But Ja's in a different seat. Ja's like a leader before he gets to see it.
Okay.
Like, that's a tough spot.
Very.
Like, you're leading a charge and a story for a team that they've never seen and you've never seen.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't know you could do this.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, you can't ask this man to be even receptive to information the way I was.
Mm.
You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But I think he's got some good guys around. Like, you got a Steven Adams who's played with some big names to understand it, that's been somewhere winning games, that can understand it. And I'm sure he's going to lean on those guys. But some of the stuff he's going through, it's like, who he going to talk to? AI?
Right. Mm. Yeah.
Who you finna talk to?
Mm.
Like, who we going to give him to?
Yeah.
And they going to have to, like, really walk with him on it, because it's like every day is going to be something different. Like, the closest comparison I can give him is AI.
Mm-hmm.
Type of, really stealing it, no trouble.
He wasn't, but that's what was crazy about AI. He's not in trouble, but it's
like
trouble. You just don't like it.
Yeah.
You just don't like it. He just sitting here being him. He was the same way in college. They didn't bother him. He was the same way in high school.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't bother him. Because you broke.
Yeah.
When you broke, we ain't
nobody
gonna bother
cares.
You.
Yeah.
Now you got money. But we could take that away if you. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So it becomes that. And it's like, once he fight this, after he figure out what he is on the other side of this, we're going to see if you a man. Like, once you have a mistake that come at you,
yeah,
it's like you start realizing, like, if you a man. Because a man is, okay, that happened, and now I can still walk.
Right.
And still confidently talk. Put my hand out, shake you, leave out of here confident. Own it.
Mm-hmm.
You know
own
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Put my head up and walk it. Like, this car ain't stolen.
Come on.
Real
come
talk.
On.
Like, you got to be able to sit in the car now, fishbowl. Now you can't ride with the tent.
Yeah.
Can't ride with the tent no more. Now you got to sit in the fishbowl and tell the officer, it's not stolen, brother.
Mm-hmm.
You can still check it.
Mm-hmm.
There's no crime.
Yeah.
Y'all just don't like how I look now. Cool. You liked how I looked yesterday. Now you don't like how I look. Got it. That's all that's changed.
It's the tie-in with the EP for me.
Oh, bro.
Yeah, I like how
it's
you
the tie-in with the EP.
Now you're the fishbowl.
Chicago, we're going to get to it. I feel it. Zach can sit here and talk to you about sports for hours.
I know how that goes.
You know, me, on the other hand, I just want to know the hot stuff. So you are from Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
You play with LeBron.
Mm-hmm.
When I come to work at least 3 times a week, I'm going to find men arguing about who is the real GOAT, LeBron or MJ.
Mm.
You played in the NBA. You know them. Can you give some insight? Like, why?
Yeah,
I feel like, why y'all be arguing about this? But
me and my brother recently had an episode on Iman Amongst Men, which is my podcast, my big brother, Uninterrupted. Shout out. I had to have a breaking news moment and say, I put down the argument, bro, because Bron is now the GOAT.
Ooh! Is everybody okay in here?
I'm a Chicago guy.
Is everybody okay?
But this is the difference. This is the difference in me saying it.
Okay.
When we break it down pound for pound, as far as a representative for the game of basketball,
yes,
there is no better representative to sit in that seat but LeBron James.
That's true.
When you talk about pound for pound, playing basketball, being unselfish, leading any type of team to victory.
Image.
We get mad about it. Like, I'd be like, why you got to change teams? Did he know that was my biggest? Bron, no. That, like, this is what be crazy when I do the podcast. People be like, Iman be hating. I'm like, bro, if I'm hating, I hate on people to their face, because I swear, for Lord, I have all these conversations
right.
with all these people before I even get on podcast. Me and Bron been had this argument. Well, I'm telling them, like, you get what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. certain stuff that I realize now after watching the J.J. Redick interview, it's just stuff that I don't like.
Yeah.
Still points on the board.
Okay.
Like, you had 35. I wanted you to have 37 and take the last shot. But you had 35.
Gotta respect that.
You'll forget the man had 35.
Yeah. Yeah.
He'll have 37.
Because it wasn't the way you wanted.
12, 8, 7, and 2.
Yeah.
And because the last 2 minutes he passed the ball three times, we'll write him off that whole game and forget that he just stacked up what he did. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. You'll get mad at the man when he sit out and say, I'm resting, and then forget. That's why he didn't have no injuries to have to sit out 4 months like everybody else. You see what I'm saying?
It's
like,
a gym. It's a gym.
It just be like you forget until now you look back at, you know, 20 years of a career and you like, Jesus.
Have to respect it.
I had to put it in two different worlds, though. I was like, man, in my eyes, Mike is the greatest player, but LeBron had the greatest career ever.
LeBron is just like...
I just feel like no career is ever going to look like LeBron's. He came in with as much pressure.
So we have to then give him
had.
The title of GOAT.
He's the GOAT.
You cannot... We can't nitpick.
He's the GOAT.
If his son's in the league, it's a wrap. I think if his sons get in the league...
While he's still playing?
While he plays with his sons, you can't even... Mike
but
had two sons, too.
It's just the way he did it.
And one of them with Larsa.
And they was...
Even the stuff we're talking about.
What you think about that, Iman? What you think about Larsa Pippen dating Michael Jordan's son? To me, it's giving very much thirsty. That's just my take. Like, why are you doing that? It's a million men out here.
It's a G-code that just, I feel like, should come into play on his part. Like, me being honest.
Okay.
As a man... That's female business as far as what she do.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I watched another interview where she says she's a lot younger than Scotty,
mm-hmm.
where people was tweaking on that. And I was like, damn, I ain't think of that.
Right.
Never thought about that. You was with Scotty, so I automatically was his age.
Mm-hmm.
That just
and
what
we
happens.
And we love Scotty, so we don't care. Yeah.
That's what happens in your mind.
Yeah.
And like I said with the Bron, you just want Scotty with her because you knew that.
Right.
Like, it's just like, I just want that.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know what happened. Don't know what y'all got going, but... I want it to be like this in my mind because that's what my mind said it was.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? So it's like, we still calling her Larsa Pippen. And it's like,
right.
You're we
right.
don't even know if that's, I don't even know if that's correct right now. You get what I'm saying?
What is your name, ma'am?
Okay. We don't know. But that's what I'm saying. We don't know right now just because our mind is telling us the history and what it is. So, when I see that, it's just like, I feel like that's kind of Jeff. That's you and Pip gotta have that style relationship. That if you got his blessing, we might not know that.
True, because
there might be a blessing. There might be a blessing.
Scotty be moving. Yeah,
there might be a blessing involved. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So we don't know. So I'm just like, it would be between them. If it's cool with y'all, it's cool. If it ain't cool with y'all, you should know that ain't cool. Because
right.
I wouldn't do that.
Right. It just feel weird.
Like what you was talking about earlier. I ain't saying. But now, he got to ride the fishbowl. We in your car, for sure.
We definitely in your car.
We don't know if it's stolen or not. We might pull over your auto. You see what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying. That's how I feel about the situation. Though y'all live your life, love who you want, love all that. That really ain't my business. She just asked me, so I told her.
Yeah, it's my business. It's my business because y'all put me in the car.
It's female business. That's all it is.
But I could talk to you all day. And that's, I don't know if it's just Chicago thing. You real. You to the point. I talk to a lot of
people. I probably just ain't got no script.
You probably, yeah, it's like refreshing. You know what I'm saying? I feel like we can just chop it up all day. Maybe you'll invite us on your podcast or something. I'm just saying.
Y'all come on the podcast. That's the thing, though. We take on the podcast was crazy. I really want to branch out even the stuff that Uninterrupted doesn't want to do. I still want to be a part of like some collaborative effort now that we have the platform.
Yeah. Because
even if it's just growing my YouTube, doing something else, it's like we could figure out cool ways to do it. I like collaborating with Chicago, though.
Yeah.
Like, I just like bringing people. Because I feel like we got a city that for a while, we took the goofy. Like, it's just like we took on, like, yeah, it's tough. It's tough here.
Yeah, it's literally Chirac.
It's so dangerous.
Like, it's
yeah.
so cool to die.
Bro, it's like, yeah, we was really so cool doing that for a while. Like, Miles was like, you know I'm from Chicago. Like, yeah. It'll go up. Yeah. Okay. It's like that.
Weird flex. Yo, ass want to die.
But it ain't even about being where you at. Even if you in the streets, it's just like, bro, they're never going to come now. Like, nobody's going
to
come.
Right.
We're not.
Nobody wants to
here.
Work with you. Nobody
yeah,
wants to
touch
you.
They don't
want to
party here.
Yeah.
They don't want to hang with us out of town. Yeah. They want to leave the club when we walk in. No.
Yeah.
They don't like the Sox hat no more. They're running from us. You get what I'm saying? They don't want to do business with us.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? It's like, I always be like telling people, I'm like, bro, I get it how the music go. And sometimes you follow the stories of some of the artists and it do end up in a tragedy. You get what I'm saying? I'm like, but I'm like, bro, I promise if you're not part of that, you can kick it. Like, now, if you innocent bystander, stray bullet, that could happen anywhere.
Anywhere.
Like, living your life is living your life. Riding in your Uber tomorrow, it could go down. Just hopefully you got your seatbelt on. You get what I'm saying? Like, it just, like, that's how you got to look at life and try and appreciate every moment. You know what I mean? But I don't feel like Chicago is a city that I'm not nervous when I come home to come eat.
Yeah.
I don't be nervous to go out to eat. Have we? I don't think we've. No. Yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah.
I'm not. You feel me?
What's the first place you gonna eat when you get here?
Portillo's.
Ah. Okay, good answer.
Portillo's, Remus, Harold's. That's like all my Uber Eats consists of those three when I'm home. Like, it'd be like recommended for you. Just for you. You know what I mean? Postmates. Just for
you.
What
you get, the beef?
Oh, yeah.
Do you get a dip?
Yeah, okay. Extra.
All right, cool. Making sure
we're here. Make sure it's soaked. Give me a soaker. But yeah, hot peppers, sweet peppers, mix. You know.
Okay.
Dip. Give me a cheese fry.
Somebody ordered this man
his
Portillo.
I'm cool on the chocolate shake right now. I wait till the summer. I've been getting that for so long. I get the combo too. I get a combination one time.
Oh, you don't be
Throw the little Italian sausage in that bowl. But it's like that. It's like that here, man. Get you one of those as soon as you land. If you come out here, go get you a 10-piece from Harold's. I say that because they wings smaller than Uncle Remus. If you go to Remus, you probably only going to need like an 8 or a 6. You see what I'm saying? And you don't have to ask for extra sauce if you go to Remus. But if you go to Harold's, you're going to have to ask for that little extra joint. Don't get the small one. I would get the medium size. You see what I'm saying? Go with the medium size. That way, if they stingy behind the chef, you see what I'm saying? Like, the chefs get real stingy sometimes. Yeah, they'll just take a brush and just slap it across a little bit. At Harold's, they be stingy sometimes. So go with the big tub at Harold's. But you should be straight at Remus. They overdo it for you.
That's the clip. Iman's rules to order food in Chicago.
That's just two spots. You feel what I'm saying? If it's late night, we go rock with Maxwell's. I know some people gonna like, they gonna like act extra like, you wanna go to Maxwell? And then when we get there, everybody eat up.
It's so fine.
Yeah, it's going like that. You feel what I'm saying? Like, me and my father used to stop there at random times. He used to be at the office extra late sometimes after I would shoot. And we used to ride by Maxwell's and eat sitting on the car. So I'm just used to that. Like,
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
So I go do that. I don't know if everybody want to do that. Now that's part of the the kick it at Maxwell's ain't for everybody.
It ain't, cause you might see a little rat run across
you
your
feel
feet.
Me? That
you
ain't for everybody. It might get it might get a little shaky over there. You feel me? You
gonna, somebody gonna say check it out.
You gonna meet the city. You gonna meet the city that night. You go over there. It's definitely gonna be so eventful for you.
Yeah. But you ever taken wifey over there? You ever taken Tiana through the Maxwell's?
She's been here plenty. She's done a lot of stuff here. It's like sometimes she just more appreciates the moment of
okay.
it. She's never really, like, she's not gonna land and be like, yo, take me to Portillo's mm-hmm. right now.
Yeah.
Like, she's more of like she wanna cook.
Okay. Like, okay.
She'd rather cook.
We get damn, she fine. She got all them jobs. She that talented and she can cook.
Yeah, she don't like trust, but it's like out of town food.
Oh,
like,
okay,
now,
okay.
We go to New York. She know exactly order. Where she right. want her Chinese from. She okay. know exactly where she want her chicken from. Mm-hmm. She know her spots.
Okay.
Like, she got her seafood place that. Half the time we go in there, they ain't even charging us. We just having a good time, and it's just a good time. Like, you know what I'm saying? We shout out to Harlem. It'd be fun out there. But, yeah, and when she come here, it's just kind of like, if I got it, like, she'll just nibble at whatever I got. Like, she don't really care, but she know it's the vibes. Like, she like when we do that. Like, we conjure on the cars and shit and do extra shit. Y'all just so comfortable just sitting outside all
she
day.
She like, where exactly
y'all
are we?
Y'all just so cool with this. Like, who goes on the street and just rides down the street? Y'all on Jackson? What is this, Jackson? Y'all on Jackson all day. It's just hot. Why y'all on Jackson? Y'all gonna get out the car? Y'all just gonna park at random spots? What are y'all doing? Like, you feel me? Like, it looked like that, but it was cool because, like, after I show her, it make her more calm when... You know what I'm saying? She's like, what you doing? Like, I'm on Jackson with the guys. Like, I ain't on that.
Yeah.
Like, at least you got to see it. Like, we really do this. Like,
right.
We ain't on nothing today. We just chilling. Like, seeing moms that we know.
Yeah.
That's all. We just chilling. Ain't nothing. It's a good time.
I love.
It's a good time. How you a pop?
From what we see outside the car, I love y'all relationship.
Oh.
Y'all both fine as hell. Y'all both popping. Like, I just love to see it. And y'all lasting. You know, and people gonna make TikToks and rumors. How do y'all deal with that type of shit?
They come with it. Like, you just gotta, I don't know how we deal. How do we deal with that shit? We just, I don't know. Sometimes she get angry eyes at me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Sometimes
she's Sagittarius like, too, right?
Yeah.
So am
like,
I.
But she like, you know how women are, dog. Like, you can go to sleep with a woman, she can have a dream that you did something, wake up and still on you.
I just
like,
talked about this on my show.
I swear for God. Like, it's sometimes it'd be like, I didn't do nothing, but I gotta take that.
Yes.
Like,
smart
you know
man.
What I mean? Like, whatever. Like, I was with her. Like, we made the announcement that she couldn't go on stage. Like, we was all there. Like,
mm-hmm.
you see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But it was made. I'm like, bro, it's cool. Like, I can't do nothing now. Like, y'all. Dated two pictures and went back on. It was weird, but it was like.
I mean, it was real. This girl was invested.
Like, I guess we just gotta deal with it. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, I swear there was a time me and T was together and nobody bothered us.
Right.
Like, nobody was bothering us. We was at the fashion show together. We doing all type of shit. Just, I guess we didn't do enough cool stuff to be bothered. Like. So now it's just, I guess it's just a testament to that. Like, we did enough to be bothered now. Like you said, his mom's just looking at the car now.
Mm-hmm.
The car nice enough.
Yeah.
Feel me? It's fishbowl, AC on.
Baby.
Windows up, though.
Yeah.
You can't hear nothing going in on the car. So you got to, like, it looked like he said.
Yeah.
It looked like she said. Like, you reading lips at this point.
Come on.
Dog, like, that's it. Like, I can't really. So I don't really get mad. I just let him look at the car.
Okay.
We just gonna keep it. I like how you keep bringing it to that car. You
know
what
I'm saying? I'm
gonna let him look
relates.
At the car, man.
Yeah.
The car ain't stolen, G. Like, I'm gonna just keep looking at the car. As long as y'all looking at the car, I'm gonna be straight.
Man.
Well, otherwise, I'm gonna have to buy a new car.
No, we not buying no new car.
No,
you gonna
not
stay
like
in this
that.
Car.
No, definitely not.
Oh,
like
okay, because I didn't touch
it.
So, yo, little Chicago, little
car.
Sister, I'm ready to fight.
She in the car. What
okay,
you
all
she
right.
in the car with me. I'm just saying the car, like what we build, whatever we build and we buy and we grow on. It's like. Bow, like that's the car, like that's your vehicle, that's gonna drive you through. So it's like she gonna sit front seat.
Period.
You see what I'm saying? Like, y'all, you already seen Junie and Ruth sitting their ass in the back. Junie likes sitting in the middle on the armrest for some reason. She don't like just sitting in the back. But, Jesus, like, y'all see our vehicle. Y'all see it. But it's cool, though. Like, when I think about it, when I think back, I be looking like, bro, at least we got to deal with stuff that's, like, so outlandish, like, people can't even believe. Like, bro, that's OD. You know what I mean? Like, at least our stuff be so left, like, people can kind of be like, nah.
Right, right.
Nah, I don't think she did that. Like, yeah. I'm cool. I don't think that happened like that. You know what I mean? That's a lot. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So that's cool, like, I guess, because it could be worse. Like, we ain't got, like, cops at our house or nothing.
Right.
Like, it could be crazy. Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Everybody, yeah. Like I said, everybody deal with something.
Yeah.
Like, I'm looking at every listed celebrity, and it's like, all y'all dealt with something. You know what I mean? It's just, did we care enough to look at the car?
Come on.
That's it. You know what I mean? You could have went through that and got pulled over on the side. It's just, I ain't care to stop because you had a station wagon. Like, it was just an old station wagon, so I just was like, Nissan Altima. That'll be all right. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, Maz just was looking at us like, damn, you see the rose over there? What happened right. over there to the rose?
Yes, baby. Who in there? Definitely it's Fishbone.
Yeah. It's Fishbone. They got shorties in there. What they stop for? You feel me? It's just like, we saw them with their hood up. They was chilling, sitting down. It's just, we didn't care what was going on in their car. I feel like everybody going through something. You know what I mean? Like, everybody got something going on. We got through that. And people decided to look in our car to see if that was really going on.
Yeah.
Now everybody was like, well, that ain't going on in that car. Mm-hmm. Now it's like, and now what? Well, we get an apology. We get some money. Nope. We ain't get nothing.
Nope.
I don't even know if Shorty made money. I hope you got some money. Otherwise, it was a waste of our time. No bullshit, Joe. Ain't nobody believing that, fam. Like, come on, dog. We couldn't even hide the fact that my wife was pregnant from our daughter, putting it on blast. You think this little lady can be told not to tell? No, she's telling it all, bro. What do you mean? She'll let you know everything that's going on in the house.
Yeah.
Everything. She'll let you know. She'll let you know if we got an issue. Junie will make the press release.
Yes.
She going to blurt it out she'll at get some her point podcast. On live.
Yeah.
Exactly, dog. She be stealing people's phone going on live. I'm like, this girl here.
Well, yeah. We love it, and we are always rooting for y'all, and we rooting for you for sure. Okay, so, you know, everybody go out, support, stream, run it up. This car ain't stolen.
And if you listen to podcasts, go watch Iman Amongst Men. We're uninterrupted. If you own Amazon Prime, stop over there with BET Plus. Go watch Under the Influence that just came out. And then get ready for the shot, man. Rob is back. Rob is back on the shot. It get turned up this season.
Uh-oh.
Letting y'all know,
okay.
Man. Rob ain't just arm candy this season, bro. I'm letting y'all know that, man. They just killed my uncle. And I ain't just arm candy. That's your hints. Like, you remember on, what's that other show where they used to put the faux hints? You know what I'm talking about? Ozark.
Oh, okay.
It's like Ozark. I'm just giving you two hints so far. I'm going to think of the other two.
Okay.
You get what I'm saying?
So you're not playing around this season on the show?
Not at all.
Love it.
Not at all playing.
We can't wait to see it, man. Thank you so much for stopping by the show, Iman.
Thanks for having me.
This has been like one of my favorite interviews.
Word, don't just say that because I'm here.
I don't cap, and Omarion is my celebrity crush, so he always gonna be number one because I'm trying to smash. But other than that, you know, you pretty high up there, Iman, so you welcome back anytime, okay, friend?
Quit telling everybody.
That's crazy.
Well, he in LA, if you know him, he can hook it up.
That's crazy. I know O'Ran. You know, I just did College Hill with O'Ran.
Oh, how was that? Okay, how was that?
It was actually a lot of fun.
It was.
I had a lot of fun. Yeah, I went there. I thought it was going to be a lot extra, which honestly, the reality cameras
I was about to say.
It wasn't like.
Because NeNe Leakes was there? NeNe, who else was on there?
It was me, Orion, Tiffany Pollard.
Okay.
Parker
New York.
McKenna, Amber Rose.
Oh, okay.
Jocelyn Hernandez. I'm saying everybody first and last and shit. Quay.
Okay.
And Ray J.
Oh, God. I got to see this.
Oh, no, we lit Naheem. It's really, it's entertainment.
I'm scared for you.
It was some funny stuff going on. But Yeah, I got to do that with Orion. Got to know him. Omarion came up there, which I know Omarion more from with T. T and them all. They came up doing music.
Yes.
They was all famous.
Chris Brown, all them,
in high school. They just, y'all all decided to go get homeschooled. You know what I'm saying?
And
they got like a real, they real Power Rangers. Like, they really got a team of like young celebs that like all hang out. And seeing my daughter, I'm like, all right, that's cute. This is the grown version of what my daughter's going to have going on. Like, it's like, it's nothing y'all could do about it. Like, this is just your little community. Yeah, she explained that to me. So I had that from Omarion. But it's like, Orion is actually, that's my dog right there. We was roommates.
Oh,
we
okay.
We got along.
Oh, I know
man.
Y'all was getting high. Y'all had some good weed
never
in
that.
There.
Never nothing y'all like that.
Y'all had some. Orion be in the stars and the moon, but that's okay.
No, for real, though. They do, though. I do love that about them. They real earthy.
I don't.
They be, like, taking their shoes off. Real talk. They take the shoes off and touch the floor and be, like, they feeling grounded. Like,
yes. Like,
and
I feel
they want to know how they feel. And they not going to let you, like, be uncomfortable with it. He's like, it's okay.
Yeah. Relax
like
your mind.
Yeah, they take their time. Like, no, it's okay. Take your socks off. It's okay. They be like, it's okay. You could wash your feet. Yeah, you be like, is this okay? You sure? Like, why would I? Why am I doing this? Like, I'm going to do it. I'm going to go for it, though. Like, you're such a nice person.
It's not that bad. It's not that bad. I'm doing
that's
it.
That L.A. stuff.
I'm going to try this out. Like, you're not going to harm me. You can't harm me.
It's a setup.
You wouldn't. You wouldn't harm me. No, I'm going to take my shoes off, bro. Like, that's how they make you feel, though. But they definitely great energy. Like, they never really upset unless they on the phone. I don't know why they get on the phone and somehow.
That's okay, yes.
That's the only time I've seen Orion's heartbeat go up.
Yes.
I think it's something about, like, not being there. You know, once you're a parent, like, you know you're going to get overly excited. So that's the only anxious time when it's like something's not on point for that kid.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, that boy. Yeah. He just be like, all right, just leave me alone right now. Like, I got to get that. But other than that, bro, nothing speeding him up. He going to read everything in the school, directions, all that. He was peaceful as hell. His brother came. We did a whole sit down, kumbaya. I done fell asleep doing the stretching movement thing. Omarion had my dumb ass up here like.
Thought you was doing it.
Oh, shorty had my dumb ass out here like, ooh.
You tall as hell. And they like this.
They like this. My stupid ass feeling it. I done passed out. He said, just let your mind go.
I'm dead.
Oh, bro, these stupid ass went right to bed. Right to bed. I was asleep. Woke up,
so
parking them, crying, laughing. What is wrong with they? What is wrong with our boy? I'm asleep. You hear me? I was tired. I must have been tired. Must have. Because listen.
Yeah, well.
Shout out to Omarion, bro, for that movement. You know what I'm talking about? The movement thing we had to do. You feel me?
Yeah.
He played the music. Yeah, it's like movement meditation or something, though.
Yeah.
But y'all got to see them do it because they know how to, like, really just go.
Yeah.
And you just gone. Look,
I would
like,
love
I'd
to
try.
See.
She like, I would try that with Omar.
Baby, I would try about anything.
She said, I would
know.
Try it with Omar. Yeah, what'd he say? What'd he do?
Omarion had my big ass doing yoga. Okay, I be in yoga position. Look, call me.
Overdoing
you already
it.
Know.
Look, over, it's always that one lady. It's always that one lady.
Don't do it.
Oh my God, Iwan. Okay, I gotta get you out of here because you're gonna get me in trouble.
I know who to call. I got you. I got you.
Y'all go run it up, man. Support Chicago Zone. Thank you for stopping by the show, bro.
Bro, man, thanks for having me.
You are welcome anytime.
Man, thank y'all. Keep looking in the car. This car ain't stolen.
Period. It's WGCI.
Fishbowling.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18+.